Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll cover everything from education to Marcy's Law, from supporting and honoring our first responders to redistricting to Forbes magazine ranking UW-Eau Claire among the top universities in the country. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson. This is a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for joining us. On Thursday of this week, the Department of Public Instruction State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle delivered her first State of Education address, followed by a news conference. Dr. Underle called on the legislature to use its state surplus to invest in K-12 schools and discuss needs for early childhood education.
What we want is a full day, 4K, everyday option for families. And we need to also think about three-year-old programming and birth-to-three programming, and so there's some work around that happening.
Underle didn't hide her displeasure with the lack of funding provided for schools by the state legislature.
School districts had already allocated funding to help mitigate COVID. Maybe they hired more people. Maybe they had to, you know, invest in mitigation measures and whatnot. So we didn't get a cost of living increase that will be able to sustain our school districts as other costs go up in the years ahead. So school districts are going to have to, once this federal money is gone, are going to have to figure out what has to get cut because the state hasn't met its obligation to fund our schools.
And the Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Dr. Jill Underle addressed the massive teacher shortage.
We all want good schools, but what makes a school great? Right? It's usually the quality of the teachers in that school. And it's the leadership of those schools. And these, you know, these jobs have become the center of so many different culture wars that we're finding that, you know, first of all, they're underpaid. And so they could find another job with probably a lot less stress that pays them more. And the people who stay are good people and they're hardworking people and they love kids. And we need to do more to support them.
Dr. Underle also announced the creation of a literacy task force to find strategies for students who struggle with reading. The goal of the task force is to help Wisconsin become a national leader again. Meanwhile, in his weekly radio address, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who formerly served for 3 4-year terms, a total of 12 years as the head of the Department of Public Instruction as the superintendent, he, in his address, congratulated Dr. Underle for her first State of Education address.
Today, I want to congratulate Dr. Jill Underle on her first State of Education address as State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Dr. Underle and I are both former teachers, so we know firsthand that what's best for our kids is what's best for our state. And that's also why we agree on that our kids come first, which means putting our kids before politics and divisiveness. Our schools are the hearts of our community, from our pre-K and early childhood education providers to our higher education institutions. Every kid, every day, no matter what zip code they live in or their family's economic status, deserves to have the support, the resources, and the service they need to thrive. If we're going to make sure every kid has a chance to be successful in the state, then we have to invest in our kids and our schools. It means delivering on our constitutional obligation to provide our kids with disabilities and special needs the best education and resources possible. It means supporting and hiring passionate, dedicated, and skilled teachers, especially teachers who understand and share the experiences of students of color. And it means coming together to do what's best for our kids, because I know that when we put our kids first, we will not only get through the challenges of this pandemic, but build a stronger, more equitable public education system for years to come. We made great strides in our last budget, finally reaching 2/3 funding for our public schools for the first time in 2 decades and making another critical increase for special education. But Superintendent Underle and I both know we still have much work to do. I look forward to working together with Superintendent Underle and the DPI to meet the needs of every kid from pre-K through college, to trust and support our teachers, and to do what's best for our kids by putting them first. Thank you.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers in his weekly radio address. Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, in this week's radio address for the GOP, State Representative John Plummer praised a bill that would allocate at least $100 million in American Rescue Plan ACT funds the public, private, and charter schools for mental health programs.
I'm sure it comes as no surprise to any of you that our children's mental health has been severely affected as a result of the pandemic and actions taken in response to it. Getting our children back to school in person this year will help, but damage has already been done. We need to do what we can to address their mental health needs, and Assembly Bill 564 will address that. Wisconsin is estimated to receive $2.5 billion from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. Allowable uses of these funds include behavioral health needs, exacerbated by the pandemic, which includes mental health services. This bill will set aside a minimum of $100 million for school mental health services. We know there is a need here, and we also know that the mental health needs will be ongoing for years to come. To provide transparency in how these funds are being spent, this bill would require the Department of Public Instruction to provide a status report on how all federal COVID relief funds have been spent and how much remain prior to expending or obligating any of the mental health or school safety funds. Through this bill, we would be able to offer additional help to address the mental health needs of our students.
Again, Republican State Representative John Plummer in this week's GOP radio address. Meanwhile, Marcy's Law for Wisconsin is a grassroots organization that championed a unique proposal to give victims of crime equal rights in the Badger State, building on Wisconsin's laws and history of leading on this issue. The Crime Victims' Rights State Constitutional Amendment, also known as Marcy's Law for Wisconsin, was ratified April 7th of 2020 and went into effect in May of last year. It passed with an overwhelming 75% of support. Now, Marcy's Law is named after Marcellee Marcy Nicholas of California, who was stalked and killed by her ex-boyfriend way back in 1983. Only 1 week after her death, Marcy's mother and brother, Henry T. Nicholas, walked into a grocery store where they were confronted by an accused murderer. The family, who'd just come from a visit to Marcy's grave, was unaware that the accused had been released on bail. And in an effort to honor his sister, Dr. Nicholas made it his life's mission to give victims and their families constitutional protections and equal rights. Well, this week, the Marcy's Law for Wisconsin Grassroots Coalition is scheduling a community outreach event at the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association on Claremont Avenue, 1320 West Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. It's slated for Tuesday evening at 5:30. And they'll be joined by law enforcement officials from both Eau Claire County and Dunn County. Eau Claire County District Attorney Peter Rindle and Dunn County District Attorney Andrea Nodolph will be joining them as they seek to use the event to inform Eau Claire and Dunn County Hmong community about their rights under this adopted Crime Victims' Rights Constitutional Amendment, which again known as Marcy's Law. The event, in partnership with the Eau Claire and Dunn County DA's offices, the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association, the Bridge to Hope, and Bolton Refuge House, and speakers from each organization this Tuesday night at 5:30 will bring information on the new Crime Victims Constitutional Amendment and resources available to area residents, particularly targeting the Hmong community to inform them of their rights. Meanwhile, in his weekly address sent out to constituents this week, Republican State Representative Warren Petrick of the 93rd Assembly District weighing in on the topic of supporting and honoring our first responders.
At some point in our lifetimes, we will likely find ourselves in a situation that requires us to call for help. And when we do, we rely on a silent network of dedicated responders that must be prepared and help us in our time of need. That is why I teamed up with fellow state representative Treg Pronchinsky, who is a volunteer firefighter with the Mondovi Fire Department, to once again introduce legislation to provide our volunteer firefighters and emergency responders with a tax credit to help with their costs. In addition, we need to bring more youth into this wonderful public service. Included in the recently signed budget I supported was a provision to provide $100,000 for the development and implementation of a youth volunteer firefighting training grant program. Most importantly, we must also continue to recognize and acknowledge the hard work of these courageous first responders. That is why my office is now accepting nominations for the First Responder of the Year Award for someone in the 93rd Assembly District. You can find out more and fill out an online nomination on my website at www.repwarrenpetrick.com.
State Representative Warren Petrick on Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO. Coming up tomorrow, a day-long virtual lobby session will be led by Wisconsin's Fair Maps Coalition so people can share their concerns with state lawmakers as redistricting takes shape. They'll also push for a bill calling for an independent commission to oversee the process in the future. Now, while that's too late for the current effort regarding redistricting, organizers say they hope it conveys the need for fairness before maps are finalized. Hudson resident Bob Maline is part of a grassroots movement for nonpartisan districts in western Wisconsin. He feels a growing sense among the public to end gerrymandering.
There's just more awareness of it this year. Even from people that don't pay a lot of attention to politics, there is a momentum in the air, and that does give me hope for real balance this year.
Following redistricting a decade ago, Wisconsin Republicans were criticized for producing maps to give their party electoral advantages. The GOP controls the process again this time around. Party leaders have offered an online tool for the public to submit suggestions, but they're also being asked to factor in maps from a non-binding independent commission created by Governor Evers, known as his People's Commission. Maline says it's possible that Governor Evers could veto maps approved by Republicans and the matter would be settled by the courts. That's probably likely, very likely. In the meantime, Maline says the lobby day is tomorrow is a way for Wisconsin voters who want politics removed from the process to share why they think changes are needed.
Having a process that's the same every decade that both parties can support and remove one more piece of, you know, fuel for the fire, that's what this represents to me.
Organizers say they're continuing to book appointments with legislators and their staff members so they can hear from participants tomorrow. Maline says lawmakers from both major parties have agreed to join tomorrow's discussion. More information is on the Fair Maps Coalition website. Forbes has ranked UW-Eau Claire among the top universities in the country. UW-Eau Claire is the top-ranked comprehensive university in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, according to Forbes, among public universities in the Badger State and the Gopher State. Only UW-Madison and the University of Minnesota Twin Cities were ranked higher than UW-Eau Claire. In its 2021 rankings of America's top colleges, UW-Eau Claire is ranked number 260 nationally. Eau Claire was ranked number 122 among all public universities in the U.S. and number 41 among all public or private universities in the Midwest. While UW-Eau Claire regularly ranks high in various college rankings, the new Forbes America's Top Colleges list is especially meaningful because it considers how universities are meeting the needs of low and moderate income students and how well all students do after graduation, according to Chancellor James Schmidt. Through its analysis, Forbes lists Eau Claire's average grant aid as $3,909, its average student debt is $7,063, and its graduates' students' median 10-year salary is just over $94,000. And finally, next Saturday, October 2nd from 8 to noon, is the last clean sweep for Eau Claire County residents this year. The event, hosted by WRR Environmental Services at 5200 Ryder Road in Eau Claire, due to extremely restricted incineration availability in the hazardous waste industry, the October clean sweep will only accept the following list of items. Now, all chemicals except for gas and oil must have the original product label on the container. Accepted materials are oil-based paint, not in glass, latex paint, not in glass, aerosols, batteries, light bulbs, wood stain, gas and oil, fuel stabilizer, carburetor and brake cleaners, mineral spirits, and antifreeze. Now, there are fees for the latex paint, also for batteries, light bulbs as well. And congratulations to the Alzheimer's Association and their Walk to End Alzheimer's held yesterday. Walkers and teams from across the area took part in this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's in the Chippewa Valley at UW-Eau Claire's Zorn Arena as they again rejoined in person after bypassing that last year. The walk is anticipated to have raised more than $70,000 to fund research and local services in the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas, including support groups, education, information and referral services, care and support, advocacy efforts, and a 24/7 helpline. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Our subjects today have included education, as we heard from the DPI Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Jill Underlie. We heard from Governor Evers in his Democratic weekly radio address, as well as the Republican counterpart. We also heard from Republican State Representative Warren Petrick talking about supporting and honoring our first responders, and Bob Maline of Hudson on tomorrow's redistricting day-long virtual lobby session looking to improve things with a commission in the future. Congratulations to UW-Eau Claire, Forbes magazine ranking them among the top universities in the country. And you got the lowdown on the upcoming clean sweep hosted by WRR Environmental Services next week And congratulations again to the Alzheimer's Association, raising more than $70,000. I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO.